So we developed a group really by leafleting around the village and trying to tap into existing groups. And within a fairly short period, we had about 30 people on the mailing lists, and we would hold kind of monthly meetings to talk about what we could do. And we held those monthly meetings until COVID stopped them. And we got a whole lot of ideas and suggestions and locations for planting from these meetings. But it's also important at the same time to keep the parish council informed of what's happening so they didn't feel left out. We also contacted the school, tennis club, cricket club, and a lot of the other local organisations to get their buy-in to it. And the other advantage of the group was that they could help with the planting. So having established this group and came with these ideas, we then started to approach the landowners. Now, clearly, the parish council owns some land, village green, allotments. There's a bit of common land that they own. But Broadacres have some social housing in the village, so they had some space. Northumbrian Water have the sewage works, so we approached them. North Yorkshire County Council, lots of grass verges and such like, so we approached them. The cricket club, they have lots of space on the perimeter of the cricket club, which could do with some trees. The tennis club has a little bit of space. The churches in Rugby and Middleton were approached, and private landowners with land adjacent to public rights of way, or which were very easily seen from public rights of way. Because if the parish council were going to pay for some of these trees, it wasn't really felt appropriate if we bought trees and planted them in people's back gardens which nobody else saw or way off the public rights of way. So we kind of restricted ourselves to private landowners, but land adjacent to public right of ways. So that's how we set off. So last year, 2019, 2020, we had this £500 budget from the parish council. We had some trees donated from people in the village. And we planted 30 plus reasonable sized trees, probably a metre and a half, 2 metres. So they weren't saplings, they were healthy trees, mainly because often we're going in places where people would be walking around or running around in the village green. If they're too small, and if children are running around or dogs running around, they might damage them. So we needed reasonable sized trees for those. So we planted about 30 plus trees in the village green, the school, the old linen mill by the river, and actually some quite large willows by the stream in the new burial ground. We also planted some hedging behind the village hall. So that was last year. And this year, I say we had originally had a budget of £1,000. But at one of the parish council meetings, when we were discussing what we could do to for the V anniversary, somebody suggested having an anniversary oak for to commemorate it. And the parish actually covers Hutton Rugby, Rugby, Middleton, and Scudderskelf. So it's agreed to put 4 VE oaks in each of the parishes. So that's why we might increase the budget to 1250 this year. We also made an application to the Woodland Trust for some saplings. So we had 400 plus of those, which we've planted already. And majority of them have gone in the bank, which is to the north of the burial ground, which fills in almost a gap between church wood and the trees in the river bank. So it really helps to join those together. And we planted some trees in Middleton church grounds and some trees in Scudderskelf. In January, we are planning to put some more trees in the cricket ground, the burial ground. I don't know if those who may know Hutton Rugby, there's a Sexhow Road Lane, there's some common ground on the left there between a seat down to the water splash, and some in Deepdale and some more in Middleton Church grounds. So that's what we're planning to do, what we have done, what we plan to do for the rest of this year. I'd like you to give a couple of quick examples of how we approached various landowners and how they reacted to it. As I said, Broadacres in Deepdale, there's about 20 houses in a smaller collection there. And there used to be a number of trees there, half a dozen or so trees, but over the last few years they've either been felled or died. We approached Broadacres to see whether they're in agreeing principle to replace them, which they did. But as you'd expect, and quite rightly, they wanted residents to be consulted. So we sent a questionnaire to the residents and we covered it to Broadacres. When we got the results back, we circulated those results to residents and Broadacres again. We then proposed a planting schedule, which we sent to Broadacres for their approval. And once they agreed with that, the schedule was circulated to residents. And we hope to be planting that in January of this year. And it's interesting getting the feedback from that. If you can go to the next slide, please. That was the kind of map with the areas highlighted where we might plant trees. Overall, there's strong support for planting trees. But as you might expect, there were one or two who was not over my dead body, but not next onward to me, thank you very much indeed. So we had to be slightly careful about where we could put them. And Deepdale have just had had gas installed on the houses. So that stopped us putting trees in some area because they just put a gas pipe under where we wanted to plant trees. But nevertheless, I say we've got a positive response. And I then sent off this planting schedule to Broadacres. And if you can go to the next slide, please. And this is kind of the typical thing I sent to Broadacres. This was just one area. And that's an image from Google Maps. And you'll see two trees there. Well, two trees in the image, which are no longer there. So for each of the area we wanted to plant, we sent them an image like that, saying where trees had been or where they currently are, and what we might plant. And we gave the RHS description of them. So for each of the areas, we sent that off to Broadacres and they came back and said, yep, fine. So I say we sent the question, the planting schedule to residents. Well, that's going out actually tomorrow morning. It's all been printed off, just waiting to be distributed. So hopefully by January, we can start planting there. So that was kind of, it was lengthy, but very positive and helpful procedure. Now, if we move on to North Yorks County Council, we wanted to look at planting and verges and green areas at junctions. And North Yorks agreed in principle, except for the Hutton Rugby Scudiscalf Road, because for safety issues, they decided they didn't want trees along a major road. Well, it's not a major road, but a main road, should I say. But they also sent detailed regulation on what could be planted and where. And in fact, it was quite a nice, helpful list of trees and their descriptions they sent, which we could plant, which was nice. But along with all the regulations, they would require the parish council to apply for a license to plant the trees. And they're requiring accredited contractors to dig the holes. You can't dig the holes yourself. It had to be accredited contractors. So I think we'll defer that one till 21, 22, because it's a I don't think we'll get through deciding what we want to plant, apply for the license, get the contractor and everything else until next year. So that's on next year's list to do. So that's it. So any questions, anyone, please?
How did you decide what species of trees to use where?